Matters. Tomorrow's news today.
All right, the top of my head is blowing off right now. There's just so much insane, important news that we're going to be going to on this Tuesday, December 23rd, 2025 transmission. Now, Mike Benz, with all these new Epstein documents coming out and the publicly available documents, has broken down the fact that Epstein was working for the CIA, running a secret fleet of aircraft all over the world, running guns, drugs, money, human trafficking, you name it. And a lot of you tuning in right now go, yeah, we've heard you say this for 18 years, that it was about aircraft, money laundering, drug dealing, human trafficking. And they've limited it all by only focusing on these women, a lot of which were actually gotten when they were kids by him out of Europe, at like 10 years old on average, bought, it's on record, and then trained to be sex operative controllers. But that was only one part of the thing. And we can have the archivist, in fact, have them do it. Just only have him pull up like 20 clips. Just 20 going back in the last 10 years. I mean, explaining that he ran a fleet of wide-body aircraft. I mean, we're talking passenger liner jets, but transport jets full of weapons, drugs, you name it. And that's what he did for the CIA and for Bill Barr. Now, I knew all of this because of Terry Reid, who was confirmed to be the second in command under the extremely famous CIA drug pilot, Mr. Seal, Barry Seal. And I interviewed Mr. Reid dozens of times, including for one of my documentary films. Which one is that? It's at the end of America Destroyed by Design, my first film, 1997. The interview was in 96. The point is, he explained how they had this whole secret thing of aircraft, not just in MENA. They were bringing drugs in there, and that they were then getting weapons and shipping them out to destabilize the Middle East. And he wrote the best-selling book, even though it was underground, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA. So when I got up at 4 a.m. this morning and saw that Mike Benz broke this last night, it was like being hit by a thunderbolt, because I already know all this, except now we have the new information and what's happened in the 30 years since I got on the story. So simply amazing. I can back all of this up. We've got to dig up Terry Reid interviews. Of course, they killed Barry Seal. And Clinton, of course, was the governor and the bag man down there. You got Epstein in New York. And that's what they're really covering up in these files. People have been seeing them all covered up when there's no women or anything involved. It's just business stuff's all covered up. And then Trump's like, well, there's a lot of people that didn't do anything wrong. We don't want to make them look bad, because like I told you when Trump first got reelected, I said the CIA came to him and they said, it's time you be read in on this. This is our MI6 operation with MI6 and Mossad. Goes back to Iran-Contra that Bill Barr was the manager of at the CIA. Then he became attorney general twice, an incredibly young age the first time. And of course, he worked for Bill Barr, his dad, Epstein, who wrote books about raping children and how fun it is. I'm not kidding. So, and he ran a big girls' school that Epstein worked at. Space Relations is the name of the book. So, it's a slave colony of slave children that the aliens rape. Just the point is that this is what Trump has inherited. And then I keep telling you for years, it's about the fleet of planes, it's about the guns, it's about the drugs, it's about the CIA. Shut up, Jones, you don't know anything. And now it's all come out. And that's what Trump's protecting. Trump hadn't been sticking his wiener in 14-year-old girls, okay? But he did go along with the CIA to cover this up. It's not going to get covered up. Everybody already knows. All right, that's just one of the big stories. One of the big stories. I mean, it's insane. I got dozens of them, but two other huge ones. Stay with me.
Whoa, dude, is that methylene blue? This house really knows me.
Oh, wow, Shilajit gummies. I got to hide these from Melania. She loved them bigly. sure taste great, and they're good for me, too. You can buy me now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Well, hello there, Info Warriors. We are having a 60% off sale on selected items. Take a look behind me. We have the CMOS and Shilajit gummies. And you know, we have the medical grade methylene blue that will light your ass up like a Christmas tree. You can also buy one of me in the store. Act now while supplies last.
I'm scared now. These people really think like threatening me scares me. You don't know. I didn't already know this. It's why I'm coming after you. I'm a warrior. I come from good people that built this country. You're not dealing with all the trash and scum you come from. You're dealing with a Texan, bitch. And there's still some of us left. And we crush snakes under our heels. You got the tiger by the tail. You've got the problem. I am the detonator of the revolution you see around you, and you knew it. And my work has just begun. So fill your hand.
Fill your hand, you son of a bitch.
You want a war? You got a war. You've been attacking me and been enjoying yourself in your arrogant perch that you're part of the power structure, Invincible. You are scum. You are losers. You are retarded gremlins that fed on this country when she was asleep. Well, she ain't asleep now, bitch. So let me tell you about the real mafia of populism. Let me tell you about real power that comes from real people with real guts and real bones and real morals. If you think hurting and attacking people like me and the American people that are now awake will make us go away, please continue, and you will continue to find out. We've only begun to fight. And like a boa constrictor, we're wrapped around them, and they got us, we got them. And we're just squeezing. And squeezing. And we get stronger, and you get weaker. So you just believe your little MSNBC bubble. You just stay in your little bubble. You just wear your little virtual reality goggles and just live in your little fantasy land all you want. But while you're doing that, we are moving. And we've just begun to move. And if you think you're in trouble now, you haven't even begun to run into the next wave that gets here in about a year. You think you can discredit, remove Trump, and stop us? That's hilarious. You think you can take our purity and get us to attack Trump and get him out of the way for you? That's a symbol of how good we are and how strong we are. Now we're not going away. You see our purity as weakness. No, it's our strength. Trump, his third term, the second one stolen. It is Tuesday, December 23rd, 2025. Well, we have three gigantor, really exclusive stories for you today, because we have documents, information, eyewitnesses, whistleblowers, all confirmed. And then I have depth on several of these stories going back decades, and the actual whistleblowers I interviewed at the time that have now been totally vindicated over and over again. One of the big ones, the big one, is Mike Benz, the great researcher and Trump administration former official, digging through all the Epstein documents coming out and all the business stuff they're trying to black out, and discovering that Lex Wexner, the real money man behind Epstein, was running a fleet that Epstein then was in command of aircraft worldwide, running guns, drugs, and human trafficking. Interfacing with DynCorp that was doing it as well. Interfacing with NATO and Interpol that are huge, with all the women and children being kidnapped out of Eastern Europe and trafficked around the world. That was even mainstream news back at the time that was going on at an industrial scale. And so that's what they've been trying to cover up in the Epstein files. The girls are, and the human trafficking is only one level of it. And why that's important is I interviewed Terry Reed, who is second in command of one of the main CIA operations flying cocaine into MENA and other areas, with Barry Seal. This is all going to come out in congressional hearings. He wrote the book Clinton, Bush, and the CIA. And I also interviewed big DEA whistleblowers. I interviewed military officers, Green Berets, people that worked high level on the staff of Governor Clinton. It was Green Beret who'd first been assigned to the drug running operation down there in Central and South America. And so I can verify what's already verified in these documents from what's already on record. And so, yeah, the Mossad was involved and MI6 was involved because they're all locked at the hip. But Epstein was CIA first and foremost. That's why you always saw him wearing American flag shirts and American flag pins, even when he was in Israel, because he wanted to identify, oh, I'm at the top of the food chain. And let's get it straight. The CIA is at the top of the food chain. So, of course, he wore all the other hats as well. And his father-in-law, he never married her, but it was essentially Robert Maxwell, was the head of Mossad International Operations and was buried with those honors, the Mount of Olives, and had an Israeli prime minister there on the tarmac when his coffin was delivered. So he took over that arm of the intelligence business there as well. And that's what any real guy moving into spy master does, is they're triple agents. They're sitting at high-level management positions in multiple agencies. Like Bill Barr ran, as a very young man, as a liaison to Herbert Walker Bush that was really running it covertly under Reagan's nose. Reagan didn't know much of what was going on. That's been declassified. And Bill Barr was very young but was running the CIA operation, at least the reporting on it, and the control of that one operation that they were doing, another operation they told Reagan they were doing, Iran-Contra, all of it. So then he's, the youngest attorney general ever. They install him, then they bring him back again when he's old. It's just simply incredible. So I'm going to go through all of that and the clips and the documents and all of it, and it's got the first big resettlement of Somalis by George Herbert Walker Bush. And everything that unfolded there. So simply incredible. And what's even more interesting is, and I asked Dude to call the archivist. Archivist isn't here in Austin. He's in another state. Does a great job. Don't make it 30 minutes long. Just give me 5 minutes. The list is all heard 1,000 times, but give me 5 minutes on, find something 5 years ago. Don't go back too far. That becomes a hassle. But now with the AI, we can search it faster. Just go back 5 years ago with me saying it's really about a fleet of aircraft, money laundering, weapons dealing, and human trafficking, and he's CIA. And then just get me a few clips up until a month ago. I know I said it again last week. But the point is that that's what this is. And this is just one of the aircraft fleets they had. So there you go. That's what's being covered up. We'll be getting to all the details on that. Then there's this interesting stack right here. See this? I got the receipts. And I'm only pointing this out because when I get to my next story, you need to listen to me. My religion is getting it right. My religion is telling you the truth because God is truth. And if I ain't telling the truth, I'm not close to God. When I get things wrong, I literally seethe with anger, okay? Which isn't that often, but I get things wrong. With a lot of the stuff being thrown up out there as disinformation that feels very emotional and feels like you're on the right side, you have to go research it for yourself and learn you're being deceived. And understand that I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to do the research, what I believe is going on with something, no matter where it leads me. And I am funded and financed by you. If you like the work I'm doing, you support me at theolivestonestore.com. That's who funds this operation. That's who is behind it. But I'll say what I'm going to do, and I'm going to report the truth if it gets me killed or put in prison. I cannot be bought. I cannot be pushed around. I cannot be bullied. I cannot give up, but I could give out. I need your support, theolivestonestore.com. So, on record, September 16th, that is 5-6 days after Charlie Kirk is dead. There's the date right there for you. And I came out and I said, there are accomplices. We know there's accomplices. And I have sources that the FBI is blocking an investigation into that. Then I get calls from the White House a few days later asking, how do you know that? Because, yeah, there was just a meeting with Tulsi Gabbard, the vice president, Cash Patel. He yells at her and tells her, you don't get involved in my intelligence. And again, I'll go over all this in great detail coming up. A month after I break that, it comes out in the news, October 31st, oh, that indeed that did happen, and that Patel's defending himself, saying she shouldn't be involved in domestic intelligence. That office was passed so that you could oversee the 16 intelligence agencies, including the FBI's intelligence unit, and make sure they're coordinating information internationally and domestic so it, things don't get fall through the cracks like 9/11. Yeah, right. But Gabbard's actually using the office for good, and it's now been confirmed that happened. So Cash Patel is actively covering up, looking at domestic and foreign help to kill Charlie Kirk. And I've been saying since 6 days after he died, we broke that. And I've been beating it up one side down the other, saying this is important. This is proven. And a month later, it was all confirmed. And the people in the White House I talked to, two different ones, they were scared. They just said, no, we're giving you this because we're scared. And then I had other sources confirming indeed that was happening. So I stuck my neck out there again, put it out, didn't stick my neck out because I didn't know if it was true, stuck my neck out because this is dangerous. And then a month later, it's all confirmed. Now, why is that important? It's because of what just broke. It's this information. Again, it breaks in late October about the meeting, exactly as I said, exactly who I said was in the meeting. Word for word. And that Cash Patel is trying to not have an investigation into the 10 people that said he'll be dead when he comes to town in a few days. He'll be dead when he comes to town tomorrow. And all the obvious people there as a diversion on the ground, saying they shot Charlie, I've got the gun, I did it, to divert away, and saying, oh, I did it so he could get away, and them cheering him, saying, great job. Some reportedly heard, great job, Tyler. I mean, you know, that's the crowd. You see him jumping up. I mean, they were there to see the kill. You don't think the FBI people didn't have that chatter picked up and didn't know that, and the discords and all of it? He shows up in his trans tie and laughing, smiling, proud of himself. Oh, but he wasn't involved. No, no, no. So now we have this. This is on Sean Ryan's show. Well-known, respected, retired Delta Force operator Mike Glover says days after Kirk's killed, high-level CIA, right up near the top, that briefs President Trump, calls him and says, we know there's foreign involvement, and we've been blocked by Cash Patel, just like Gabbard said. Now, some of you will say, wait a minute, well, you're saying Candace Owens is right. She's saying it's foreign involvement. Yeah. And then when we look into the foreign involvement, we have to focus on what's real and what's provable. Not, oh, this random guy that's been investigated, and soon it's going to be breaking his so-called military record. But he says, oh, I'm at this secret base, and I get into this skiff that you can't even get into without a bunch of swipe cards, and there's 12 colonels, and they're all there. And there's the head of TPUSA security, and here's, and later he remembers, oh, Erica Kirk was there too. He didn't remember that at first. And he sends a letter to Candace with a fake name at first, and later comes out with his real name. And he says, I saw this congressman there, and I saw the head of TPUSA security there. And then it turns out the congressman was there in Congress by 11 a.m. Eastern, which in September is a three-hour difference, and it's impossible in less than an hour to get from Arizona to Washington, D.C., and the guy's got his, the congressman's got his records that he flew from Nevada, his district, on the 8th. He's like, this is crazy to the public. He releases the information, and the Candace people go out and get screenshots of him later in the day and say, oh, here he is at 2 o'clock. He's a liar. You can go on C-SPAN. We went back. There he is at 11 a.m. Which makes it 8 a.m. And I'll show you the math. I'll show you ChatGPT and Grok. We fed it the numbers in case you can't calculate it. They weren't at a secret meeting. There wasn't a secret meeting. Just randomly pick a congressman. Just randomly pick somebody. Make them the villain. Have your anonymous source, the then's official source. And then when it blows up in your face, you go, I just ask questions, I just ask questions. When it all implicates and goes with the story of TPUSA assassinating Charlie Kirk. Meanwhile, you got the guy that first broke that Kash Patel is covering up foreign involvement and domestic involvement. I mean, this is not just potential. This is like, they got it. And he's like, you're not allowed to be involved in domestic stuff, which they are. And that's her office, not the CIA. She's above it. And I don't want your information. That was the scandal on September 16th when I broke it from real people in the cabinet meeting. That's real stuff, not this guy. When you look him up as this huge, completely schizophrenic sounding, you know, lunatic trail of BS about other stuff. No, see, when I say there's a meeting, and when I say he doesn't want to look at foreign intelligence or domestic, and it comes out exactly like I say, because it's true. It's not, I'm on Fort Huachuca, and I go on a secret skiff base, and they're all there planning. And I just remembered, Erica Kirk was there too. And then it's like, you're covering up foreign involvement, Jones. You son of a bitch, you got paid off. You're just covering up for the FBI. Yeah, I'm just the one breaking it. When I had two people that were in the meeting, there's only about 20-something in there, because they already heard me saying, obviously, there was domestic help. Look at all these people. This is significant. They're like, oh, no, and it's foreign, too, and domestic. And I'm like, why aren't you going to do it yourself? I'm scared. See, this is what disinformation is all about. Because while we're running around with Egyptian planes and imaginary Fort Huachuca stuff that you can easily verify is not true. Oh, look, it's 2:45 and he's in D.C. Yeah, and it's 11 a.m. too. Got him walking in and talking on TV with in front of everybody. 11 a.m. is 8 a.m. there. Well, he had a teleportation device. The congressman. He just said, beam me up, Scotty, and the Enterprise beamed him up to space and then down to D.C. And I'm going to show you the video, show you the timestamps, show it all. But it'll take time, and you'll have to actually be able to add 2 plus 2 and stuff if you're... I'll just say it. Candace Owens is the new queen of black-pilled Q. It was white-pilled, insane Q that thought everything was fine, and get your popcorn. And now the dark Q has risen. I don't say that because she's black. You know, it's like Fuentes goes, Jones is more hardcore now. He's dark Jones. You know, dark Knight, dark Spider-Man. No, it's literally Dark Q. I dub her the Queen of Dark Q, the Empress of Dark Q. You got the QAnon, you got the, you know, BlueAnon, you got, you now have Candace on. And I'm just like, wow, Egyptian planes, let me go look into it. Bunch of bull. Okay. Fort Huachuca, you know, mass, assassination operation planning. And I'm supposed to then go, well, what she's doing is popular. So I love her ring race, her acolytes, her camp followers, her Praetorian Guard. They all came out and said, Jones can't read a room. I mean, look, he's getting ratioed by people that are saying he's full of crap and covering stuff up. He works for Israel. Yeah, a lie goes halfway around the world for the truth puts its pants on, but the truth wins in the end. It's I'll be right as always, you'll be wrong as always. So good. I'm the trend setter, not the trend follower. I'm pointing the way. And I'm going to now, just because you don't like it, everything she says and does, I'm going to rip it to pieces. And now I'm going back and looking at stuff because I liked her before, nice lady, you know, said some fun stuff, whatever. I've really been paying attention to the soap opera world. Now I'm looking and I'm like, oh my God, that's pure crap. Oh my God, that's pure bull. Oh my God, that's a deception. But it's always, oh, just asking questions. No, it's all, oh, they killed him. I mean, that's what it looks like. Oh, I didn't really say that though. Oh, they're just meeting in Fort Huachuca, you know, and all the surrogates, yeah, to kill. Oh, and when the stuff falls apart, I didn't say they were planning anything there. They were just, you know, playing a game of frisbee golf down there. And it's like, you're covering up the foreign involvement, Jones. And I've been, since day one, hitting it on the mark, saying Kash Patel is covering up White House sources. Here's the meeting. Here's what was said. Here's what was done. Literally sticking my head in a lion's mouth for myself and you and everybody else. Nailing it like Luke Skywalker blowing up the Death Star, baby. Be like I was playing darts and I threw six darts right in the bullseye. Tiger Woods, 18 holes, hole in one. People are like, we don't care about record of being right. We don't care about proof. We care about you're bad covering up for Israel. We're good. And so we say this congressman was at the assassination meeting, even though he's on C-SPAN at 11 a.m. and voting and speaking, which is 8 a.m. at the assassination command base. And the poor head of TPUSA security. He lives in Dallas. Most of them do. They're all first laughing about this. Oh, 11:40, you're flying out to Salt Lake City. Well, you could have easily, you know, been already out there and then flown over there. And sure, he's got his ticket that he, you know, flew in the day before to Dallas. But in between that time, he went out there to plan the thing. And it's just like, I'm talking to these people. They're like, should we release, like, our home footage and our neighbors and everybody and, like, you know, all of it and get the airport to show the footage. And I'm like, yeah, I said, just get it. It's time to fry. It's time to just go full on with these people. And we're just going to show you everything she lies about, everything she does, point. Every time she sticks her snapping turtle head up with that intel husband of hers over there, that lord, the redcoats will not destroy America. The British Empire and Starmer are targeting Trump. I've got your ass. I've got you, redcoat. I need you to support the broadcast financially, and I just need those of you on the fence that have never gone to theolicensore.com to go get the Ultra Methylene Blue. I'm only going to sell something that's really good for you and works great. Because, again, a good salesman sells a product that works, and it's good, and that I use. So take the challenge. Go to theolicensore.com now and get Ultra Methylene Blue. And it's the greatest because it's so good it hits in like 30 minutes. But the real effects happen the days and weeks as it builds up in you. The Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, the bovine colostrum, that's going to take a few weeks to kick in. You get your wife pregnant, she'd have a baby for 9 months, folks. You only got to wait a few weeks with this. The effects of these are incredible. Again, I can do hours on each product, and these are the best. You study Irish sea moss, you study Shilajit, you study bovine colostrum. It's all the rage forever. These are sure things. I don't go get stuff that isn't already a sure thing. It's so easy. 90% of my waking hours is doing nothing but studying and broadcasting and fighting. And I just want you to keep me commissioned in this fight. Where have you seen results like this? And it's not me. I'm not the opposite of prideful. I'm God-fearing. I fear nothing but God. I'm actually fearful of the position I've been put in by God that I'm like, need to do a better job. It's the opposite. I'm mad at myself. The crew can tell you behind the scenes. I am pissed off at myself. I am angry that I've been given so much power and I'm not executing it correctly. But God loves sudden death overtime. God loves keeping you humble. When you buy from us, you're going to get a great product and you're betting on an organization that has the track record of victory. That's why the bad guys hate us. We know what we're doing. We know how to stop them. They want us off air. If I'm going to sell you something because I'm self-funded, it's going to work. You are missing out so bad if you don't get our Ultra DNA Revival new product, our incredible highest quality, the very best type of creatine gummies and powder, our bovine colostrum, all of it. 60% off right now. It ends next week. Get your orders in by tomorrow. You'll get it anywhere in the country before Christmas. But we need the support. And like I said, I'm out of money. I'm out of stuff to sell. I'm out of whatever. We have about a $400,000 underage going into next month. I mean, literally, to pay the rent and the payroll. I've got my Rolodex out. And I mean, there'll be no strings attached. But I'm starting to call people and folks saying, all right, you know, give me money. Because I ain't giving up. As much as I don't like begging for money, I give it up to the New World Order and rolling over and dying. I hate that even more. But I'm literally down to the point now. My parents have lost everything they got. I don't have anything. I don't care. I'm happier than ever. I never had a bunch of stuff. But it doesn't matter when you're up against the wall and you ain't got no more to give. You understand? I'm giving you everything I got. And quite frankly, I'm more alive. I'm stronger. I'm smarter than I've ever been. In fact, I'm high as a kite in this fight. I love this. But the fact is only a fraction of our people are engaged. Oh, the Muslims are engaged. Jews are engaged. I'm not attacking either group. You know why they're so powerful? They're engaged. They're involved in their group. Well, who are we? Well, we're Americans of every race, color, and creed that just want freedom and our country and our republic. Well, then you better start acting like it.
Wake up, folks. Spread this message. The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms.
The Podesta plan is in operation.
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like to ride, son?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I sat down in the front seat, he turned on the radio, and them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white pale when he asked me for a light, and I knew there was something strange about this ride.
He said,
Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend them guitar strings? He said, boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? 'Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long haul.
All right, so I got a little fired up there because I keep track of the globalists and their high-level operatives and their major movements. I don't scan enough what's going on in our supposed camp. And, of course, that's where they're going to infiltrate. That's where they're going to hit us. And now that I've dug into this, I've looked at the way that we're getting hit and how it's all coordinated and operated. And I'm just, the last 24 hours, I went, oh, my God, and did a super deep dive in the last 24 hours. And I was just like, the results in my mind came back, and it was just, boom, we got a problem. And I'll explain it all coming up after Mark Mitchell leaves us about 45 minutes into hour two today on the latest polling, what's happening, can Trump turn this around, and more. But understand how all these big stories tie together today. And I'm going to go through them each in detail and play the videos and things I talked about and show you the exhibits. I was told 5-6 days after Kirk was killed that in the White House meeting with Vance, Tulsi Gabbard, Patel, and a bunch of other people, that he was yelling at her saying, you know, we're not looking at foreign or domestic accomplices. And they're like, we have this information. And he said, I'm not taking it. And I broke that information and it came out a month later. Now, I've been hammering that because that's where we've got their ass. And we have the individual saying they shot Kirk in the crowd. They said as a diversion. And they're known Democrat operatives, deep staters. Actually, first worked for George Herbert Walker Bush, this guy did. I'll get to his name and all that stuff for you. But then you have retired Delta Force operator Mike Glover says a current high-level CIA official contacted him and asked him if he had any connections in the Bureau because the FBI is not cooperating in the Charlie Kirk assassination and shut down all investigations into foreign countries within 48 hours of the assassination. To keep it simple and to the point, you're being lied to, and it's a massive cover-up operation taking place. Now, we're going to get to that and all of this, and when I first said it, how I first laid it out, and why it's so important. Now, then you've got all the Mike Benz information that is completely tied to everything here and what's really going on and who the players are and who the nest is. And it's always the same, Bill Barr. It's always the same, John Brennan. It's always the same, the Clintons and Obama. That's the CIA nest. They're all CIA. And it's all come out what they did and how they ran it. And now these new Epstein documents tied to public documents that Benz is so good at tying together, it's open and shut that Lex Wexner was high-level CIA and the boss with Bill Barr over Epstein. And Epstein ran this giant multinational secret air force for the CIA. I'm talking jumbo jets, not just big jets. Weapons, drugs, money laundering, everything. And that's what Benz doesn't play games. He's nailing it with the receipts. And then I just so happened to have the whole backstory and interview the people that used to fly the airplanes, like Terry Reid. And I interviewed many times Gary Webb, who they killed, the Dark Alliance journalist. So it's not like I'm just saying this today. Where Archivist is getting it. You've heard me 1,000 times in the last years explain it's CIA at the top with MI6 Mossad involved, running different operations. He wore all the hats. Epstein. And just like the guy he replaced, his father-in-law, Robert Maxwell, he had to be gotten rid of. And then Trump was never involved in any of the sex with underage people, any of that. But he did decide to go along with the CIA in the cover-up for national security. And I told you that when he was president-elect. And Roger told me that. And I've confronted Roger on air nicely. He said, yeah, it's true. That's what I've been told. And who do you think told him? So I know what went on. I've shown the proof. And you see how they turn around and stab Trump in the back. And what did I tell you is going to be in these recycled files? These are just all the different rumors, news articles, Jane Doe lawsuits. It'll be the recycled 5 Jane Doe Trump rape allegations, where it turned out the women didn't even exist. It was law firms. Remember, we already went through this in 2016, 17, and in 2020. And that's why Trump's pissed, because he said it's a hoax, meaning what they're doing to him is a hoax. Trump, you've got to release the CIA stuff. It's already coming out. You got to explain what they did. And you're going to have to prosecute Bill Barr and all of them that we know in 2020 was running around with Fannie Willis and Letitia James and all them meeting at the Biden White House in 2021, 2022, getting your ass indicted. So how many times did I tell you that would be in there? And it'll be the recycled Jane Doe. It'll be the same thing again. But this is what it's like when you've actually done your homework. This is what it's like when you know all this backwards and forwards. Unbelievable. Absolutely incredible. So let's do the Mike Benz thing first, okay? And then I'll hit the order to not investigate domestic or foreign accomplices with evidence of domestic and foreign accomplices open and shut, particularly the domestic, which is obviously tied to the foreign. They just use leftist NGOs and discords as their mind control nudging operation. And that's why he was all on all those drugs and being handled by all these people. Why he's so proud of himself showing up in his trans flag tie, looking like a complete demon. I don't know if he was the actual shooter, but he thinks he was. And the reason that stuff, that confession reads like ChatGPT is because it's to get his boyfriend / girlfriend an alibi that he wasn't involved. That's what this is all about. And he's told to do that as an alibi, but really it's a confession by his handlers. Who are the handlers? Well, Cash Patel also, once the investigation ended and did, into crooks being helped in Pennsylvania. Getting a picture now here? It's the same FBI, the same CIA. It didn't get reformed. So here's Mike Benz talking about the documents, and you know, it's all published, it's all posted. I also reposted this on X at Rawlings Jones. We're doing an article on InfoWars with it. And the government documents, the public documents, the Epstein documents, how it all ties together with this fleet of aircraft worldwide, money laundering, weapons shipments, you name it. And then later it ties into Fast and Furious, millions of guns out of the U.S. into Mexico to be sent to ISIS, to overthrow Syria. Same story, just later in the timeline. So let's go to Mike Benz talking about the money laundering and drug running, and then go to the next clip. Here it is.
Jeffrey Epps, the CIA's proprietary airliner, Southern Air Transport, which was busted running drugs and guns during Iran-Contra. He personally was the authorized signatory on the deal with Southern Air Transport to move it to a military base in Columbus, Ohio, to service the Limited. Hey, any of you guys got any bright ideas about how you would go about in 1994 convincing the Central Intelligence Agency to move its proprietary CIA airline used for covert operations, parts Ohio, just to service your personal company? Instead of the CIA? What do you think, he cold called the CIA? You think he just schmoozed the CIA? Or is it because he was handling Adnan Khashoggi's money during Iran-Contra that purchased the guns that Southern Air Transport a decade earlier was moving? Jeffrey Epstein to move the CIA's proprietary airliner, Southern Air Transport, which was busted running drugs and guns during Iran-Contra. He personally was the authorized signatory on the deal with Southern Air Transport to move it to a military base in Columbus, Ohio, to service the Limited. Hey.
And we've got more clips of him getting to all this. You may have a duplicate. Grab the others. But looking at all this, also have a clip of George W. Bush, talking about all this, George Herbert Walker Bush. And then it's got the whole angle with the Somalis, the first airlift of Somalis by that transport system into those areas of Ohio and then Minnesota. And you've got Leslie Wexner, and he's published these documents involved in all of it, working with the CIA. And it's all the same story over and over and over again. And here's the book. We've got a copy of it somewhere in the office. I couldn't find it. Here's just the cover of it. We got off Amazon. The Confluence of Iran-Contra and Whitewater. Compromise. Clinton, Bush, and the CIA. Central Intelligence Agency. From Yuma, Arkansas to the White House. How the presidency was co-opted by the CIA. Terry Reid and John Cummings. Interviewed him dozens of times. Guys, I think it's, is it Police State 1 or is it in America's Way by Design? Just type in Alex Jones interviews Terry Reid, CIA. It's like there's a couple hour-long interviews, but the film is like a 10-minute snippet. We need that. But the point is it's just amazing. And it's all tied into what's happening today. So think about how big that is. Think about what a big deal that is. And that's what they're trying to cover up. That's what they don't want known. And a lot more. Money laundering, buying off politicians, buying off key regulators, buying off the heads of universities, particularly in science. You want money, you want sex, you want whatever, we got it. Lex Wexner giving him billions and billions and billions, sometimes a month. Billions going through Epstein's bank accounts a month. He was just the conduit. He was just the bag man. He was just the manager. And that's why they've been covering it up. It's a desperate game the Democrats are playing with all these documents because as more and more comes out, it just implicates them. But salted in are the Jane Does. Yeah, totally unrelated, says Mike Benz. Here's Ghislaine Maxwell bragging about flying a Black Hawk helicopter in Colombia and firing rockets at guerrillas and pics of her with Colombian president in 2000 who bought 30 Black Hawk helicopters from Bill Clinton admin. Yeah, it's all CIA, folks. / Mossad, / MI6. That's what it is. Now, here's the receipts. Here I am on September 16th of this year, 6 days after Charlie Kirk is dead, saying specifically they're covering up accomplices. And then a day later, I specifically go into the video and break down how they are blocking an investigation of accomplices domestically and foreign with Tulsi Gabbard in the meetings. And then we've got myself in early October, mid-October, late October, going through all of it. And I know you've heard me talk about it probably 1,000 times since then, because that's the big elephant in the room. That's the smoking gun. Here's a September 16th clip. And then we'll go to the October 30th clip. Alex Jones told you in September the FBI and DOJ are going with lone Charlie Kirk sniper story. So go ahead and play those clips. There's even more to tell ones that you've all seen right now. And I got it from high-level White House sources, and I confirmed it with others that were there, that they said, we don't want accomplices. This wasn't Trump. I mean, people at the White House heard this when they were having DOJ meetings. We're going with the lone gunman. We're not really going after the accomplices because Trump had said, I want the Trantifa. I want the six trannies that said, Charlie be dead tomorrow. I want them SWAT teamed. I want them arrested. And the word went out, no, we're not doing what the big guy wants as usual. We're going with this story and that. And then 2 days after I came out with that, Kash Patel comes out and says, oh, no, we're looking at all the angles and we're looking at multiple shooters. And Dan Bongino, I sent you guys a clip. I didn't see it on my list. It's like a 15-minute clip. Pull that up for me. I'll send it again if you don't have it. I shouldn't see it on my list. Or just go to X and type in. Bongino says they're looking at the crowd helping the shooter. Well, you say you want a conspiracy. Yeah. They're like, yay, yay, cheering. They're not scared when it happens. Two people say they killed him and said we did it as a diversion for the shooter. Yeah, there's your conspiracy right there. And it's crickets on that. Absolute, total, and complete crickets. So, yeah. It doesn't look like a cover-up. It is a cover-up. A cover-up of what? I'm not exactly sure. And maybe it was Netanyahu. If we find out, we'll report it. And I predict. All right, so that was September 22nd. Here I am, September 16th, 6 days after Charlie's killed, just figuring it out for myself. Then I get the calls. You just saw me talking about that. And I said, why don't you guys do this? One of them is a very well-known journalist who was there. They said, ah, too dangerous. You want to do it, you can do it. And, of course, it was accurate information. And my point is, all these other people that have these nebulous people with fake backgrounds, that's coming out soon. I'm not going to break it. Other people got the info that's going to come out. We've already debunked all the other stuff that, you know, Candace is putting out. And then everybody spins it. Oh, you're covering up that others were involved. No, I'm going and investigating these claims. I mean, why wouldn't I? Egyptian planes, secret, you know, kill Charlie meeting in Arizona at a military base, Fort Huachuca, the day before. I mean, I said, I'm going to go investigate this. And then I go investigate it. And it's total crap and totally disprovable with people in different states and on C-SPAN. And then the Candace Owens people go, oh, look, he's the congressman is at 2 o'clock on C-SPAN in the hearing. He could have gotten back. And we went and looked at the hearing, and there he is at 11 a.m., which is 8 a.m. at that time of year in Arizona, while they say the meeting was going on. And I just wonder, like, are these people paid to be deceptive? These so-called influencers and camp followers of Owens? Or do they get committed to a narrative and don't want to be proven wrong and so make stuff up? You didn't think people would just go back on C-SPAN to when the hearing started and there he is? The congressman, you guys just decided to, oh, and he's in the meeting too. He's involved. You know, just like we don't exist. Like we're just pawns. Just, oh, let's just say this guy's involved. Let's just pick a congressman, throw him in there. You know, some random person says it. Oh, Candace isn't saying it. This random guy who isn't who he says he is. First, he's an alias. And we're just supposed to say, we're listening to him. Not the guy that told you first about the White House meeting with Patel shutting down any investigation of foreign or domestic, later totally confirmed word for word. Don't listen to somebody that absolutely nails it. Listen to someone that puts out disinfo after disinfo and then hopes you don't look at the last disinfo when they launch the new disinfo. And then I finally researched because I've been busy, and I was like, oh my God, this looks professional. This is very professionally done, disinfo. And what's it do? Targets Trump, targets TPUSA, undermines the Trump admin while you take out the guy getting Trump elected, getting millions and millions of young people registered to vote. That's how you do it. If you're Keir Starmer and the NATO group wanting to stop Trump. Yeah. And a lot's going to be coming out. You jump the sharky-warky. But I'm not the one that's breaking all this other stuff, so I'm not going to tell you about it. But in a couple days, and after Christmas, you know, did you know presents come after Christmas too? Old Keir Starmer. We beat you guys in 1776, and we're going to beat you again. Go to the intro clip from me on September 16th. With the left, they're openly terrorist, calling for violence, engaging in violence, and when they break the law, they need to be absolutely prosecuted to the full extent of it. And if I don't start seeing serious arrests, and I mean within days, I am going absolutely ape against Pam Bondi, Cash Patel, and Dan Bongino. If I don't see some action to protect the American people, then you are aiding and abetting. I've seen a bunch of foot dragging on everything else. And I know they've been blocking your appointments and suing you and everything you do. And I understand you've got an uphill battle.
So let's stop there.
And again, that's me 6 days after saying there's obviously accomplices. They're all over the place. Here they are in the crowd everywhere. And then I get calls like, yeah, you're right. He actually came in here and they're shutting it down. So I haven't even gotten to the Delta Force guy. Highly decorated, super respected, you know, a real soldier, not a stolen valor person that crawled out from under a rock. saying high-level CIA came to him and said they're covering up foreign involvement. We have proof. Because there's some good people in there, too. That's coming up. And then Mark Mitchell's coming on. And then I'm going to go into the C-SPAN footage. The congressman, they say, was at the big powwow, a big assassination summit at Fort Huachuca with Erica Kirk and all the rest of them. They added on later. They've added new people. They can do anytime. I bet they'll say I was there next. And we're just going to show you the timestamp, show you it's impossible for them to, you know, and then I'm going to move on from this. But everybody keeps asking me to look into this. Everybody keeps saying, oh, you need to look into these things. So I went and looked at it. It's total horse crap. And then Candace turns around and says, oh, I'm compromised. I've shown who I, oh, really? Who do I work for, lady? Did you come out and break the story that Cash Patel ordered a cover up of foreign and domestic killing of Kirk? Have you been hammering it every day? Did what you say, was it exactly true inside the White House? No. Because you're not real. So, I welcome all of your minions attacking me. I love it. Because I'm Alexander Emmerich Jones, and I know how to research, and I've got the sources, and I tell the truth. And I'm not going to have the murder of Charlie Kirk hung around Trump's neck when it's obviously a deep state operation. And I'm not going to have a bunch of innocent people implicated in something with ridiculous, flimsy, easily disproven crap. And then you think I'm going to just sit here and go, oh, well, this is popular with people, so I'm just going to go along with this delusion. I've never done that. I've been accused of that by the Democrats. I'm not the conspiracy theorist. I'm an analyst. I'm a futurist. I'm a pioneer. I'm a researcher. I'm an American. I'm a Texan. I'm a father. I'm a Christian. And I will not sit here and lie to my audience and go along with a bunch of horse crap. Cash Patel ordered investigation shut down into foreign involvement that they confirmed killing him. We need to know what that information is to bring those to justice and stop this. But what do I get from her and her camp? I'm trying to cover up the killers. No, you created fake rabbit trails into total horse manure to shoot up smoke screens. But I see through your smoke. I see through stone and flesh. Hour number two, straight ahead. Share the live feeds now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do, yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win, but regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.